Hunters in Wisconsin vote tonight on whether they want to start shooting cats. The proposal is called Proposition 62, and it asks if the cats should be added to the state's list of unprotected species. The idea is based on research by a wildlife expert who says the cats threaten songbirds. Since the proposal threatens the cats that threaten the birds, people have now been threatening him with death. Aaron Galbally reports from Minnesota Public Radio.
Wisconsin is home to roughly 1.5 million wild cats, and it's not just bird lovers who accuse them of wreaking havoc across the countryside. Stanley Temple's a professor of wildlife ecology at the University of Wisconsin, and he's been studying feral cats since the 1990s. His studies show the cats kill a lot of birds, as many as 8 million every year. But Temple doesn't oppose or endorse the hunting plan. He just does the research. Even so, that research places him at the center of the cat hunting debate, and he's received multiple death threats. Temple says the problems wild cats pose are complicated.
Many people have proposed trapping them and neutering them and treating them for their diseases and then releasing them back into the wild. Under almost any reasonable scenario, this will perhaps slow the rate of growth in the cat populations, but there's no way that that approach could possibly control the numbers.
Barb Morrow disagrees. Morrow's carrying a yellow bag of kitten chow as she picks her way towards an ancient fire escape lined with boxes and old blankets. It's attached to the backside of a restaurant in the small town of Tomah, Wisconsin. Exhaust fans pump out greasy-smelling air, and French fries are scattered around the ground. It doesn't take Morrow long to find what she's looking for.
There's one right up there, black one. He's laying right next to that green deal. Oop, there he goes.
A large black cat scurries down the fire escape, away from its makeshift home. This is one of three wildcat communities that Morrow looks after in Tomah. She comes like clockwork every night to feed and check on them. If one of the cats looks unhealthy, she does her best to get it to the vet. Last year, she gathered 16 cats from this spot and had them spayed, neutered, and eventually adopted. Back in her living room, surrounded by her own cats, Morrow says she's opposed to a plan that would reclassify these cats, allowing them to be hunted just like squirrels and raccoons.
If you man feral cat stations and you feed the cats, they're not going to go after birds. They're not going to get into your garbage. They're going to be fed.
But many wild cats in Wisconsin don't have people like Morrow to feed and care for them. Instead, they starve or freeze to death, especially during the state's harsh winters. Under any new plan, city and suburb dwellers would have little to worry about. That's because hunting's restricted to the state's rural areas. And it's there that wild cats are causing the most trouble. Just ask Jerome Hunt. He's an avid hunter and fisherman who lives in Cashton, Wisconsin. He says cats are skillful predators, and that's one of the reasons he plans to vote in favor of the proposal. Hunt wears a camouflage hunting cap as he sits at his kitchen table. At 81, he says he can't recall anything that stirred up quite so much controversy.
And they'll argue, boy, for years, I suppose. Those are one way or the other, probably never change their mind, but there's plausible arguments on both sides, definitely.
In nearby Minnesota and South Dakota, wild cats are referred to as ditch cougars. They're considered by many to be pests, and it's legal to hunt them. But that's less likely to be allowed in Wisconsin, because the decision ultimately rests with state lawmakers. Given the controversy, it's easy to predict that some politicians might be reluctant to endorse a plan to hunt cats. For NPR News, I'm Erin Galbally.